שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא קטעים נבחרים.
Hello, we're in a lesson of selected excerpts from the book Abrash Burns in Kutsk. Rav?
It is a book that's written in such a way that you can learn something from it in a simple way, though, about the way of Kabbalists. So let's read a little bit, some 15 minutes from the lesson here and there. If we read it, it'll give us an impression of the atmosphere that a group should have in order to advance toward spirituality. Let's go.
Selected excerpts from the book A Bush Burns in Kutsk. First chapter, The Relation to Reality. Number one. In the long winter nights, Mendel would sometimes sit by himself in the corner of the seminary from the sunset to the end of the third watch.
Mendel was the name of the leader of this group of Kabbalists.
With an open book in front of him, yet his thoughts were roaming in other worlds that no human tongue has yet expressed. The mysteries of creation enthralled him. The secrets of the world of the beginning of the universe and its end. He longed to tie himself to the heart of existence. Number two. In Pszichsa, a town in Poland, usually called Pszichsa, they understood the merit of the intention in an action. Any superficial mechanical action without a prior thought is flawed. A commandment without an intention is like a body without soul. The performance is the outer manifestation of man's will. The commandment is a vessel, and the intention is its content.
Pity 23.
We see that this group gave a lot of respect to the matter of being alone. What is our attitude towards it?
Who is stopping you from secluding yourself alone to find out who you are, what you are? Of course, anyone who wants to advance toward the goal should do it.
The question is, how does the group appreciate it, like in the first excerpt?
The group shouldn't know about this. It can talk about it generally. But what you do alone in your heart is you. You are the owner of your own heart. If you want to open your heart to the group, by all means, toward the Creator, by all means, you want to close it up, by all means, it's your own inner work. Okay? PT 19.
It sounds the opposite. He says that the outer revelation, that the mitzvah is the vessel and the intention is the content.
No, everything is scrutinized in a person's intention. Within one's intention, the Creator glows and revealed.
You said a few lines ago, they asked you what love is, you said it's a feeling and you have to live in the feeling.
Yeah.
So this world disappears. What does that mean?
Why are you confusing everyone, Tzvika? There's a limit. Enough. Niv. Continue.
Number three. The quality of truthfulness pushed Rabbi Mendel to delve to the depth, to the deep into the heart of every phenomenon in life, and to always re-examine the customary superficial customs. The sense of sight of a man who searches for the truth does not grow dim during the process of habituating. His sight is ever a first sight, a sight that maintains a selfness of the idea. The originality of the idea, a man of truth, penetrates all the shells by which time wraps the idea. He touches the emanation of everything and penetrates the depth of its roots. Rabbi Mendel does not ponder worn-out notions that have rusted over generations. He had the power to peel off the shell of routine and expose the idea in all its purity.
Again.
Yes. Well, try to pick something good there.
The relation to the Rav. 4. The disciples did not place a crown of a miracle worker around their Rav's head. They called him by a name of completely different meaning, by the name of the grain of gold, to denote that the deeds of their Rav was pure from any flaws, and his mind was unattained by any trace of sin, just as a grain of gold, everything within it, the seed, the chaff, and the straw are clean from any signs of decay.
5.
Following the departure of their Rav, sadness descended on the disciple. The Jew was revealed to him in a dream and confirmed him in this grief. Do not worry, I was your Rav while I was alive, and I will be so after my death as well. But the disciple, whose soul was adhered to his Rav while he was alive, replied, I have no wish for a dead Rav. A Rav from the next world. Alarmed, Rabbi Mendel woke up from his dream, as though swept by a storm in his heart. He made his way in the dark night to the seminary, where he found some of his friends, sharing a secret among themselves. Suddenly, Rabbi Simcha Bunim approached him and said to him, the Rav is gone. He left us fear of heaven. Know, Mendel, that fear of heaven is not something that can be put in a box of tobacco. Where the Rav's words exist, this is where the Rav is. The Rav's ideas, the things he taught, they are the Rav himself. An absolute inside, refined internally without a speck of corporeality.
I don't
know what to read here. We need to understand that although this book was written not by a Kabbalist, it is a man who was very close to this whole thing, but he himself didn't go through spiritual degrees, and therefore he writes in this way, this poetic way, like a regular book, like a novel. Maybe Life in Kotsk.
החיים בקוצק 10.
Life in Kotsk, number 10. In the center of Hasidism stands the social and moral foundation. There stands the commandment of love your friends. In Hasidism, love of friends reached the point of making a heart-to-heart connection.
Okay. I don't know. 14.
The quality of humbleness that a Kotsk follow strove for was different from the kind of humbleness that we are accustomed to. Its impression is completely unnoticeable on the outside. On the contrary, it is possible that in the eyes of others it will seem as arrogance. They treated others with an attitude of dismissal and will not be wary of slight insult, even of the great and famous.
Okay.
אני לא יודע מה לקחת מזה.
I don't know what to take from this.
אולי 23.
Maybe
23. 23.
Not only at a person as an individual does the main point exist as his sustaining force, but also in the public. The idea that this public comes to realize is their inner point. This point, if not well kept, the idea could empty from content and become a skeleton without a content.
Hebrew 10.
Yeah, Hebrew 10.
Rav, why when a Kabbalist dies, it's called that he departed?
It depends in whose perspective, in whose eyes he disappeared. The disciples who were previously tied to the Kabbalist feel the connection with him, and even more than before. Those who were in spiritual connection with him feel that he departed and he's gone. It depends with which vessels one is attached to the Kabbalist. There is no other discernment here.
When someone tries to study from a Kabbalist, there's a big fear from the state that the Rav will depart. What do you do with it?
It is all directed from above. And if it needs to be, then he departs. And it's a sign for the students that they have to continue among themselves with a connection that is increasing as much as possible. And then it's just for them an opportunity to ascend. Because if they unite among themselves more, they feel that that higher force, which is called the teacher, continues to accompany them. And only toward people who have no connection with the teacher in the connection between them, they might be lost, meaning they might waste a lot of time until the Creator nevertheless forces them to connect and find a way. And then they'll understand that it's not about their teacher, but it's the Creator who governs them in this way. In the end, everything still depends only on the Creator. And the teacher, the Rav, these are all messengers, instruments. So a connection between the Ten and the Creator is first and foremost. If you have a Rav, he stands aside, on the side, and gives you advice, tips on how to connect among yourselves and between you and the Creator. This is called the guide.
Moscow 3.
Moscow 3.
Учитель, скажите, что самое ценное мы можем взять из...
Teacher, if you could tell us what is that greatest precious thing that we can take as an example from this group, what should we be jealous of that they have and we don't?
Bit by bit, we will get closer to each other and accordingly to the Creator, and then we'll understand every period has its own laws, its own modes of behavior. This book, I don't think it's a book from which we can learn much. No. We need to learn from the articles of Rabash. From there, we should determine the relationships between us and how to discover the Creator inside the relations between us. Very simple. Latin 6.
¿Qué esfuerzo interno realiza la escena para recibir al maestro no como una persona, sino que como una fuerza, un deseo, una guía.
What inner effort do we need to make to accept the teacher not as an image, but as an inner force that guides you from within?
The inner effort is one. After, behind everything you see, hear, detect, see the Creator. The Creator stands behind every friend. The Creator certainly stands behind the teacher. There's none else besides Him. This is the only effort, inner effort, that you should have. That's it. Everything is very simple. If we hold on to the principles, to the tenets. Niv,
we have a recommendation to read 24. The prayer that a person must always pray is open the gate for us. A person must depict to himself as if the temple of Bina is closed before him and he's standing outside before this locked gate and begging for it to open. And not even the pin of a needle that he could at least peek in.
Again,
the prayer that a person must always pray is open our gates. A person should depict himself as if the hall of Bina is closed before him and he's standing outside before this locked gate, begging for it to open. And even the size of the pin of a needle, the tip of the needle, for he could at least peek in.
Nice.
PT9.
Shalom Rav.
Hello, Rav.
I've evoked this intensity and this fire that I think all of us felt when we joined the path. And my question is, how do we rekindle this? Because I feel like this is talking a little bit of that awakening that the Creator puts within us, but then when we have to work on it with the friends, it seems as if it becomes a lot harder.
You can read these excerpts. Where are they, Niv?
They're in the website. If you click on the study materials, you'll see all these excerpts in all languages.
Read them. It all depends on the heart of a person. Some it influences, some it influences less. It all depends on the person, on the style of his soul. Some are impressed by it, some are less impressed. And there's also a time for this and a time for that, for each one. We only need to understand that it's a group that lived hundreds of years ago. They were very connected in one place, in one village, and they built there for themselves a very tight community, very special, very united, and that's why they achieved high spiritual degrees. But today, it can't happen. Meaning, we can learn from them something, but we are already at a different time in the general correction of the whole world in the last generation, meaning in the situation that we have, that we were given, we have to build a connection between us according to what is given for us now.
How can we evoke this intensity?
Latin 2.
Disculpe, Rab, ¿hay alguna receta para no sufrir?
Alfredo is asking, is there like a recipe for not to suffer?
A recipe for not suffering is if you're constantly connected to the Creator and you're happy that you're governed by Him and that all of your thoughts and desires are also aimed toward Him. Then you are in love between you, and of course, there is no source of suffering here.
Ita 4.
Ita 4.
Rav, quali sono le caratteristiche, ossia l'impressione che il maestro dà dentro di noi?
What are the characteristics or the impressions of a teacher inside us that can connect us forever beyond our corporeal existence?
The teacher should really be like a... I don't know how to put it. It's not an image of a person. It is an idea that takes you to the Creator. That's it. The thing that pulls you toward the Creator, this is called your guide or your love or your teacher.
Africa.
Africa. Right, you're muted. No sound, right.
Yes, no takala. Beseder, malasot.
Okay, so, problem. Okay, last one, Hebrew 10.
Can we understand what the connection between this study materials to the preparation of the Congress is?
We want to come to the Congress directed among us as much as possible. Men, women, everyone directed toward one desire without any difference between us, not in color or sex or anything. But really to be connected together, because the connection, the Congress, the convention is not a 10, it is one general 10 in which we want to raise the full power of our desire to the Creator in order to bestow upon Him and come to mutual bestowal with Him. I am for my beloved and my beloved is for me. This is really the kenis, the convention, the essence of the connection, the power of the connection, the purpose of the connection is we toward the Creator, and by this we will get His relation toward us. I am for my beloved and my beloved is for me. It's a fun too.
Rav, מה מרגישים במצב של אהבה?
Rav, what do you feel in a state of love between us?
במצב של אהבה בינינו.
In a state of love between us, we feel one force, which is aimed entirely toward the source of the love, which is the Creator. That's it.
נו, יש לנו היום.
All right, today we have
חופש כאילו, כן? נתקדם בו.
A day off, right? So we'll advance in it and try through the connection between us to advance toward the Congress and from this whole convention to this whole gathering to our Creator. Go ahead, Niv. Shai.
Yeah, our connection is continuing at 10:30, Oren with Rav from 10 to 10:30, then reporters meeting from 10:30 to 11:30, then on Sunday on 6:45, World Yeshivat Chavarim. We'll go to a song.
Her insanın yüreği bir sözü demek ister. Her insanın canı bir yolda gitmek ister. Her seher insan durur, hoş bak olmak çalışır. Bu fikri özünle her yola o aparır. Bu sözü bir adı var, bu yolun bir tadı var. Unutma beni kardeş, özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Birlik birlik anca birlik bu sözü biz eşitirik birlik birlik anca birlik ancak onu isteyirik birlik birlik anca birlik bir yolda biz çalışırık birlik birlik anca birlik bir yolda biz sevinirik birlik birlik anca birlik bir can örek olmak isterik bir can örek olmak isterik bir can örek olmak isterik bir can örek olmak isterik lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay İstirik biz anca tüm dünya hoşbakt olsun her canın yüreğinde sevgi canında olsun ancak bu güzel yolda yürek çoklu sevinir insan insana sevgi dost kardeş olar bu sözü bir adı var bu yolun bir adı var unutma beni kardeş özünle beni yapar özünle beni yapar özünle beni yapar birlik birlik ancak birlik bu sözü biz eşitirik birlik birlik ancak birlik ancak onu istirik birlik birlik ancak birlik bir yolda biz çalışırık birlik birlik ancak birlik bir yolda biz sevinirik birlik birlik ancak birlik bir can örek olmak isterik bir can örek olmak isterik bir can örek olmak isterik bir can örek olmak isterik lay lay lay lay lay lay lay birlik birlik lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay birlik birlik lay lay lay lay Birlik, birlik, birlik.